Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. I absolutely love you. You're the best audience ever, and I can say that because I can, because you are. You are so active. I say this all the time, but honestly, I can't tell you how exciting it is and how much I love to have an interactive relationship with the audience. You forward them, you comment on them, you tell me how much you love them, you reach out to our guests, and honestly, that's why they're here. You know we're called Mission Accepted, so you know that people come on here, have a passion and a mission, and they wanna share that with people, whatever it is that they're doing and whatever it is that's, that they have for you to be able to tap into. When we talk about when you take the mission, that sometimes that seems to be the most difficult part, but really it's not necessarily the most difficult part. I think sharing the journey and where the mission takes you, that's the interesting place. And as you know, I call you names every show. So this show, I'm going to call you the healthiest podcast audience. And if you weren't before you popped on here, you will be when you leave, because my very good friend and local health practitioner in Vancouver, Canada, where you guys know I'm at, this is Dale Colby. I said to him beforehand, pre-show, I'm fully transparent. I'm like, I'm really good at first names, particularly when I've known someone for a very long time. And I introduce him as Dale. This is Dale Kobielko. So let's hope I got that right, you guys. And he is a fellow colleague in the world of health. And I rely on him, which tells you something, because I really, really, really appreciate good medicine, good natural medicine, good medicine for the soul, be that meditation or something when things isn't feeling right in your body. And so Dale, please welcome yourself to Mission Accepted today.
Hi, Deb.
Hey, Dale. I know, right? I love it. Hey, how's it going? That's how it should be. By the way, that's how it should be with your health practitioners. Honestly, all my health practitioners, including my allopathic practitioners, like me and my doctor were such good friends. I say were because he decided to, you know, retire early and go do some cool stuff in the world, like scuba diving and things. But it should be that high and get to know you. And the thing that I love about Dale and people that are into holistic medicine is that they actually get to know you and what's going on in your life and other factors that could be playing into your body going, hey, you need to pay attention to me. So Dale, can you share with people your background? Because I love how, when we talk about how you went from science to energy, from science to the metaphysics, which I believe really makes you incredibly powerful, but it also makes you an incredible expert. Can you share that your background and how that went in for you?
Yeah, sure. So I have a 4-year bachelor of science degree with majors in chemistry and biology from the University of Regina. From there, I went on and got a 2-year college diploma for my massage therapy. And I just have an interest in natural health and healing, right? And it kind of led me on the journey of sort of researching the metaphysical realm of the mind, body, and soul, right? And from there, I just tested things out and found, there is something to this energy stuff, you know? Even playing around with it, it worked, you know? So from there, I got into energy healing. I became an energy healer and then actually taught energy healing itself too, which changed my life around completely and people that crossed my path too, right? And that's kind of where my journey started. And now it's kind of went from bridging science to energy, kind of bridging back to science again, because getting into what I'm doing now with the PMF technology, you know, like in the over 25 years of doing health for people around the world, I've never seen something that consistently got such amazing results regularly for people who always used it. And yeah, you know, this is kind of a life-changing thing. And it's not woo-woo stuff because it's backed by science, right? There is lots of studies that have been done on this, and it works. That's the main thing. It works, right?
Well, I think that it's quite interesting because I don't know when you had that transition from more science-based medicine to holistic medicine. I don't know about you, but when I had the clinic and, you know, when I talk about the clinic often on the show, but when I had the clinic, it was interesting because when I first started, we had more what we consider allopathic, you know, treatments and, you know, lymphatic drainage and, you know, clay packs with people, you know, clay pack, all that kind of stuff. And then there was what people were considering alternative. And really, reflexology was being considered an alternative, which now is so integrated into our society, right? But aromatherapy was alternative, Ayurveda was alternative, you know, any kind of energy work, Reiki. And we literally had to have two different brochures because some people were like, not game. Like they were just like, they felt like they were too, and the worlds were not integrated. And for those of you that are listening and not watching, Dale's got this incredible integrated, you know, flower disc that he's got on his wall. And I think about, did you experience that? Was it very much, was it separate or was it coming together?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like when I was in massage colleagues, for example, one of the books that we use, anybody who's listening who is a massage therapist probably used it, Rattray, right? Rattray was kind of a Bible in massage therapy, and it only talked about the body. Now, if you go back to that Rattray book and you look at it, they've done an edited version, and now guess what's in there? Body-mind connection, right? You know, okay. You know, back then when I was in massage therapy and I started experiencing all of the energy stuff, you kind of had to keep it hidden, right? Like it was kind of woo back then. And, you know, people found out you were doing it, you were shunned, right? Mm-hmm. The thing is with allopathic medicine, it's a kind of a different model from energy medicine. Allopathic medicine, you need to go for a test. And once you get a test, then you get a label. And then once you get a label, then you get your prescription or surgery. With energy medicine, it doesn't matter. You're working with frequency vibration. It doesn't matter if your cells look like this, or it doesn't matter if your cells look like that, right? When you're working with PMF and the waveforms and frequencies, you're just dumping them into the body and the body's taking what it needs, right? The PMFs don't care about the body, right? It's just being made available and your body takes what it needs. And it also, not only that, for healing, but it also makes your body become more resilient and stronger than it originally was before, right? So, that's how it's kind of been. And now what's happened is kind of gotten more mainstream. You look at doctors' clinics, there you see them now, they have Reiki practitioners in there. And now they're starting to get, the energy medicine stuff like PMF in there. And as a side note, the PMF technology is called IMRS, Intelligent Magnetic Resonance Stimulation. In the hospitals, they actually have Intelligent Magnetic Resonance Imagery, CT scans and MRIs, right? Mm-hmm. The big pushback is from the pharmaceutical industry because they don't like technology like PMF because it actually does heal your cells. If there's damage on the cells, it regenerates the damage, makes it stronger, right? But, you know, naturopathy had this pushback when it first came into the mainstream. Acupuncture had a pushback when it first came into mainstream. PMF is having that now, but because what's actually happening is clients are going to their doctors and their doctors are saying, you know, how are you doing today? And they're saying, well, you know, I went to Dale for this new technology that he got from Europe, and it not only healed me, I'm getting better sleep, I have more energy, et cetera, et cetera. And the doctors are saying, oh, okay, interesting, you know, and then it's, they're getting interested in it, right?
I think that when, thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm going to get you to break out a little more what PMF is, because people may not know what we're talking about. And I discovered PMF with you in 2020, 2019, 2020, what have you. And even for those of us that are in the industry, when something new comes out, I mean, it's new and then it's new and then it's new and then it's new and then it gets known and then it gets known and then it gets known and then it gets here. And everyone knows what it is, like aromatherapy. First time I told my girlfriend I was starting an aromatherapy home party company, she looked at me and she said, no one's ready for that. And I was like, I think I made my first six figures just because I was so pissed off at her. But but I was like, but now I bet you 9 out of 10 houses have some kind of oil, some kind of something. So you're right on that. But let's explain a little bit to people, because I don't think, you know, what is PMF? And let's talk about why people come towards that technology. So what is it about PMF? How are people, I mean, you were working on people, you were in massage, right? And so you got to see the advantages right away, but how are people finding it? Why are they finding it? And I know that you have a lot of people that are, from an allopathic standpoint, have knocked on your doors, because there's nothing better than result-based conversations. Result-based is, I knew you were sick before, you've done something different, what have you done? You know, yeah. Maybe you can share.
Yeah, so I guess it's kind of similar in the way how I came to it, right? Like, I was in a car accident back in June of 2017. I got rear-ended, I got whiplash, and, you know, I tried the usual stuff, massage therapy, chiropractic treatments, physiotherapy, and it sort of helped but didn't, because there was still like a phantom pain there, right? And, you know, I'm supposed to be helping these clients that are coming to me, yet I can't help myself, right? So it was kind of getting a bit frustrating initially. And then, you know, it just led me on this journey trying to see if there's anything out there that actually does get rid of whiplash, right? And so then that's where I came across the PMF mats in Europe. And I got my first PMF system in March of 2018. And yeah, it, you know, it not only got rid of my whiplash, it helped my family, it helped my clients. And, you know, one of the first people it helped was my mom. Like, talk about a wonderful testimonial. I share this with lots of people that crossed my path. She had full body arthritis. She was walking with a cane. And the other arm, my dad had to actually help her walk, right? And she couldn't drive a car. And she was always dropping stuff in the kitchen, so my sisters had to always help her cook, right? Fast forward to today, she doesn't use a cane anymore. She can walk completely on her own fine. And she can now drive a car. And she can cook in the kitchen on her own, you know? And it's been a complete life changer for her. And that's how clients come to me, right? Like, there's clients that have tried many, many different things, whether it's an allopathic medicine, and they're just so frustrated and they're angry because they're going for this and that, and it's just never ending cycle, and they're so exhausted and they're tired and they just want to get this done and over with. And I tell them, you haven't tried PMF yet, you got to give it a chance, you know. And the great thing with, you know, allopathic medicine, yeah, there can be side effects if you use certain drugs or even mix certain drugs, right? Versus energy medicine, there's no side effects, and it's non-invasive, right? And yeah. So, you know, once you help a client who's been through, you know, hell and back, then they're like a walking advertisement to you, and then they come back to you and say, you know what, here's my family members, here's my friends, please help them out, right?
Well, let's talk a little bit about, because when you say use PMF, people don't maybe necessarily know. And like, and for example, when we first started having conversations and we were talking about health and all that kind of thing, I mean, here's what I love. I love, like, the best relationships in my life. I don't even remember anymore the first initial conversation or how we met, because it's just so robust. You know what I mean? There's people, you know, oh, I met them there and that's cool. And then there's people you have this robust experience with and you're like, I don't remember how long I've known you, because I feel like I've known you forever. But I remember when I first contacted you, and honestly, I'm sitting here doing this. For those that are viewing, I'm sitting here in this chair, and I'm actually sitting on a PEMF. And my first experience was not about, I wasn't well. I remember I listened to you talk about it, and someone who is very interested in cellular health, right? I mean, my focus was always lymphatic and keeping the organs clean. So, I mean, I happen to come from a background. And when you were talking about how this really optimized your cellular health, because I know cellular health, and there's lots of things that, but I know good cellular health. I was like, I'm interested. And you're like, check this out. So, you're like, check it out. I'll drop it off and you can try it out. I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? And so Dale comes over to my place and it's this mat, and I'll have you explain what the mat does, but it's this mat, and he brings this lawn chair, and I'm like, okay, groovy. Do you know what I mean? And so I set it up in my living room. And this was at a time where we were all working at home. No one was flying anywhere, right? This was early stages health issues around the world. And so I work from home. And so I literally was like, okay. So I would, and I misread my, I misheard you. And I was like, okay, you can only do this 20 minutes a day, but my body wanted to do it. So I thought it was 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night. That's what I heard. And now I know that it's different. But so I'm like, okay. So I would go do my 20 minutes in the morning. And then I would be sitting at my desk, same desk that I am now. And my body just wanted to go back there. Like, I literally set up my ring light and my work, and I would work off this mat, and I'm like, this is crazy. Cause it wasn't even on, cause I didn't think I was supposed to have it on. And I literally would sit there for like 2, 3, 4, 5 hours of the day. And I'm like, my body really loves this. And then of course, you know, you took it away after 2 weeks, cause that was fair. I think I was lucky to even get it for 2 weeks. And I think you were very busy at that time. And then there came the time where it was like, I felt like my health, like I was like, I needed to make a decision for my health, and I wanted to really up my health game as I was taking on this big project. And then bang, I got my own set. But it was very interesting to me. And people say to me, how did you know it was so great? I said, I've never wanted to sit in my living room on a lawn chair for 4 hours, 5 hours, and 6 hours. And it wasn't even on. Like, that's how much my body was just resonating to how incredible it was. And so tell people what it is that we're talking about, this PEMF. Like, I'm sitting on one right now. Well, what do you mean you're sitting on one? What is that?
Yeah, right. So just like me, before I came on this podcast with you, I actually laid on my mat, right? So there's two different models. The model you've got is the Omnium One 2.0. And then the one that I used before the podcast was the IMRS Prime. You know, it's the same technology, just different bells and whistles. One is like the iPhone 10, one is the iPhone 15. And depending on what you're using it for, whether it's for personal home use or whether it's for using it as a business to complement what you're doing already, you know, if people are interested, they can talk with me later about that, and I can chat with you whatever is the best option for you. But, you know, how they discovered about this technology was, NASA did a four-year, $3.5 million study back in the 1970s when astronauts used to leave the Earth's atmosphere. They started getting sick. Their immune system got depleted. They would lose bone mass. They would start to get depressed. And they didn't know why that happened. And then all of a sudden, they came back to the Earth's atmosphere and the depression went away. The bone mass came back to normal and their immune system went back to normal. And then they looked at the frequency of the Earth, right? The Earth gives off what's known as the Schumann and geomagnetic frequencies, and that range is 0 to 30 hertz. Then with biomedical research, they actually looked at our cells, and our cells are in that range of 0 to 30 hertz frequencies, not outside of that. Then they looked at the brain frequencies, 0 to 30 hertz frequencies again, right? And so what they found is that the mind, body, earth connection is super important because one entrains the other. And, you know, so what happens is when you come across things like you know, right now in the world, the big thing is 5G, right? Or you're around your cell phone or you're around your computer. It's giving off frequencies that are artificial, right? It's not meant to be for you. And so that basically disrupts the communication between yourselves, right? Like me and you talking right now, if we can't communicate, we're not getting anywhere, right? So the same thing with ourselves. So you've got to, you know, have a mindset where you look after yourselves, right? Like, you know, your cells make up your tissue. Your tissue make up your organs. Your organs make up your body system. Your body system make up you, right? So essentially, a cell is a mini version of you. So do what you can to look after that cell, right? And provide what's necessary. So, you know, like if you, the 0 to 30 hertz frequency is 30 cycles per second. So it's like nice and calm, right? This is just like a metaphorical example. If you go to the 5G, which is 4.9 gigahertz to 5.9 gigahertz, that's 4.9 billion cycles per second to 5.9 billion cycles per second. So you're literally going from this to... So if I talk with you nonstop, like nonstop, and then and there's caramel, and then like it's gonna wear you down,
right?
So that's the same thing with ourselves. And if you look at people who are constantly in the range of cell towers, or always have a cell phone at their head, or you know, are always working on computers 24 hours a day, it actually depletes their frequency range to a harmful range, right? So what we're doing when you're lying on the full body PMF mat, or even using it like in a chair like you're doing right now, the half size pad, right? We're just working with waveforms and frequencies. So you need a carrier medium to bring the frequencies into the body. So you mentioned previously before aromatherapy, right? So with massage therapy, the carrier medium would be coconut oil. And then you can attach the aromatherapy to that. The aromatherapy is then carried into the body with the carrier medium, the coconut oil. With energy medicine and PMF particularly, the carrier medium is the waveform. Then you attach the 0 to 30 hertz frequencies to that waveform. They get brought into the body. It's what your body needs, right? That's why it feels so good. So if you know your nerve needs regenerating, it's going to get regenerated. If the bone needs stimulating to grow, it's going to be stimulating to grow. If it turns out that certain cells don't need anything, it doesn't matter. Those particular cells are just going to get stronger than they originally were, right? And so that's what doctors and therapists worldwide that I work with say, that, you know, people, when they heal with this technology, you know, they feel better than they did before they got sick, right? And it's not that this technology cures you. It's actually jump starting your body's metabolic process. So the body does the work that it should normally be doing. And you're just providing those frequencies back into the body so that it stays optimal, right? And so that's where we're, you know, we're getting into talking about, okay, yeah, the PMF helped me, I'm healthy now. What do I do next? Why do I need PMF anymore? Well, first of all, you got to change your mindset, right? Mindset is a key thing with all of this, right? So if you have the mindset of being reactive, where, you know, I'm unhealthy, so I guess I've got to do something now because I'm unhealthy, let's do PMF. Now I'm healthy, that's it. Versus being proactive, and, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm healthy, let's keep it that way. You know, so things you can keep your health in check is eating clean and healthy foods, surrounding yourself with good people, doing strong and, you know, high quality technological things like PMF, right? Mm-hmm. And the people who, you know, like out of the 25 years that I've been doing healing and health. I haven't seen anything that consistently got amazing, amazing results, not just in myself, my family, my friends, but also in my clients regularly, right? And it's consistent.
I really think that's a key word. I think it's a key result, right? I think it's a key result is consistency and result, the result being variable. So that I was going to ask you, by nature, what brings people to the technology? So there's, you know, I mean, for someone like myself who understands, I mean, there's probably a percentage of us, of doctors and people like that, like, I love it. I want to hear something, you know, I see what's going on. I know Dale does what he does, and let's check this out. But what's bringing people to the technology? Because I know that I've called you a couple of times and you're slammed. You're more doing this than you've ever done in terms of massage, and you were busy with massage. And so you're running at a pretty high frequency myself, my friend, because people are coming to this technology. So what is bringing people to the technology? First of all, I think our world is much more open to taking care of their health, not only because of our recent experience with distressed health, but I think just the open-mindedness around other alternative ways to heal. I mean, I don't like the word alternative. I think it's what form. There's many different forms of healing. So what is bringing people through? Like, people be like, what can it help with? You know, how does cellular disease show up? Is it the arthritis? Can it be bone mass? Like, what is it?
Yeah. So a big, big thing with, why that happens is we're energy beings and we need energy to run. So like, you know, like if you've got cells and you need to get from point A to B, point B, you need energy, right? There's no way around it. You need charge, and that charge provides voltage for your body, right? And so, you know, cells need 25 millivolts to actually run and operate, right? They need 50 millivolts to actually heal and regenerate. Where are you going to get that from, right? And so the big battery pack system in the body that you know, everybody talks about is your mitochondria, right? So there's actually four battery power packs in your body that are important, and mitochondria is the only one that we actually hear about, because you know, when you charge up your body with the PMF, it actually activates the ATP power system of the mitochondria. And when that gets charged up, it's known as the ATP power pack, right? That stands for adenosine triphosphate. When it's lost its charge and there's no charge, it's known as ADP, adenosine diphosphate, right? And the other three power packs for the body that are important, your cell membrane, that's important, because if that's not charged, nothing's happening. The other one that's important is the muscles actually have power pack systems in them, and then also your DNA too, right? So for example, if we look at a cell, you're just like a ball of charge, if we look at it, for example. And you know, if a cell is supposed to have the same charge on the outside of it as all the other cells, right? So, you know, if it's got a positive charge on this one and a positive charge on this cell, they're going to repel each other. That's what we want, right? That's important for the flow in the body. It's as if, like, if you've got two north poles together of a magnet, they're going to repel each other. That's what you want, right? If you flip one of the magnets to the south pole and have a north and a south pole, then they're going to attract and they're going to start clumping up in the body. And it's going to be like a highway where you're trying to get off the highway and it's jam packed with all of these cars trying to get off on the same exit. It's the same with the cells. They're all clumped together. They're trying to get through the blood vessels, through the capillaries, and they can't get through there because they're all plugged up, right? So what happens is when you PMF a cell that's kind of shriveled up like a raisin, this is a really good model to show. Nothing's getting into the cell, nothing's getting out. You got a problem, right? And so when you PMF a cell like this, it actually opens it up, turns it into like a plump grape. Now minerals, nutrients, oxygen is getting into the cell, toxins, waste get out. The flow in, flow out, flow in, flow out. That's important. That reestablishes everything in the body. And, you know, the cell functioning goes back to normal processes that it should be doing. And yeah, that's basically all you need, right? And it doesn't matter what type of cell it is. It could be blood cell, bone cell, lymph cell, fat cell, nerve cell, muscle cell, stem cell, lymph cell, whatever, right?
There you go. I was just leaning over because I was so funny as you were talking about, like, you know, what can happen in a body when it's not healthy. Literally, of course, we're in Vancouver right now, a little heat wave. I thought I'll leave a little crack of my window open. And there was like this fire truck that went by, or this ambulance. And I was like, I was trying to reach over to close it. Then I thought, how interesting that as you were talking about this body and the cars jamming on the highway and all of that, I love how you give visuals. Because it's very easy to see when you do that. Just you just really break it down really easy to digest and to get an idea about what unhealthy versus healthy. So share with us a little bit. I know that you shared the testimonial of your mom. I know for me, it was one of the most powerful things that I did when I felt like my body was being affected. My body just started reacting in ways. Transparency, I have had an issue. I have an interrelationship with IBS, and when it decides to kick up, it kicks up some flare, and it was kicking up quite strongly at a time where I really needed a lot of energy for, you know, this big undergoing project that I was on. And I called you, and my body was not wanting to play ball per se. And it was really powerful for me to use it lying down. I used it a couple of times a day, and I was listening to a really incredible health meditation. And I just felt between the two of them, I couldn't describe how it was, how helpful that was to me and still is. So for me, it was, I knew things were not right within my body. And I knew that this was not a time in my life or in my business or in my family that this body could go vacay. Do you know what I mean? I needed to up my game. And so I used it to up my game. But what are some of the other things? I know when we first met years ago, you were talking about people using it for sports because, of course, hey, we're from Canada and there happens to be this thing here called hockey. And we were having that conversation. So can you share with us like some of the reasons why people use PMF?
Yeah, so I guess, that would come into play with the benefits, right? So yeah. Why people come to PMF, it boosts your energy, stress relief, it removes toxins from the body, improve mobility, cellular exercise. So it's like cellular exercise is a common thing that like doctors talk about. And, you know, I had a client once where he said to me, you know, it felt like I had a workout, but I didn't have a workout because, you know, you're not actually lifting weights, but your cells are getting the exercise, right? Your better sleep is one, strengthened immune system, improved mood and clarity. Brain fog is another one that came up recently with a client. And better nutrient absorption. So that's a key one, right? Like it enhances everything else. It makes everything else more effective. So like, for example, a doctor once referred a client to me because her nutritional supplements that he was recommending to her weren't taken up, right? Her body was like literally closed up, you know? And she lied on the mat. 20 minutes into the session, she said, I need to go to the bathroom. That's all it took, 20 minutes to go from this to this, right? So it basically just optimizes the functioning of absolutely all processes in the body and just makes everything better than it originally was, right? And so that's the thing. It doesn't matter. Yeah, athletes are coming to it for preventative wellness and just to keep their body strong. But who doesn't want that? Right? Everybody wants that. The general public wants that, right? So it's like, what can I do where I don't have to get in the car, go drive to the doctor, or go drive here or there and then drive back in the traffic, the stress again, and I get stressed and then I'm back home and it's like, oh my God, I just went to get healed and now I'm stressed again. When you can have this technology in your home for your family and you could use it every day, right? And that actually brings to, there's several important aspects of this technology that are key to mention. And one of them is it has a built-in biorhythm clock. So that's built, that's based on the Chinese meridian system, the organ clock, right? So, you know, depending on the time of day that you're using it, like if you're using it in the morning, when you're getting ready for your day, you're activating all the body's processes, you're going to be provided with the beta frequencies, right? Versus like at the end of the day, you know, you're going to go on your mat, I'm going to go on mine. It's time to file the day away. You know, evening, it's nighttime. We just want to close everything off, close everything down. And at that time, we're going to be getting like the delta and the theta frequencies, right? There's no thinking involved. It's all automated, automatic, right? So that's a key thing that, you know, people who get this technology, they travel with it wherever they are in the world. And that just keeps their body optimized and clean and healthy, vibing at the vibes that they want to be at. And yeah, you know, so that's another aspect is the built-in biorhythm clock. Another one is the waveforms that we use. So kind of like the gold standard with waveforms in energy medicine is the sawtooth wave, because it has a rapid rise and a rapid fall, and that produces the quickest results and the most effective biological results in the body, right? And so that's on the full body map itself. And you always want to start with the full body map because you want to have the holistic approach where it's like we want to kind of jumpstart the whole body to get going. And once you jumpstart and kickstart the whole body, healing takes place overall. And then from there, you go focused. And focused is with the pad or the spot. And with that is the square wave, which also has a rapid rise and a rapid fall. And again, it has the best resonance effect in the body and produces the quickest results for the body. And so like, you know, if you've got leg issues, you'd use the pad on the legs. If you've got chest issues or the back issues, you'd use the pad on the back. And then in regards to the spot, if you've got headaches, eye stuff, nose stuff, mouth stuff, use the spot on the head. If you've got stuff going on the feet or in the hands, you use the spot on the hands. But that all comes into play with the training, right? Like I work with individuals around the world since doing this for the last 6 years, like literally thousands of people worldwide, whether it's teaching them how to work with this technology in their homes for personal use or how to use it in their business or as a standalone business, right? And that comes all into play with the training. And I train you how to do this, right? Because I have the experience of using it for my clients. And now I'm training you how to use it with your clients. And it's not just, you know, energy healers or massage therapists using it. Now it's working with chiropractors, physiotherapists, even medical doctors. You know, I just got a tour of a medical ward of a medical doctor I'm actually helping now. And she showed me this is where the PMF is going to be set up and this is where the surgery is, blah, blah. And she's implementing PMF in her medical ward. Crazy, you know? So yeah, that all comes into play with training. And, you know, if anybody has any questions about that, they can contact me after, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we talked about it earlier. And I know that for me, when you mentioned the word bone density, you know, because as we get wiser, females tend to lose bone density a little quickly than we would like. And there's things that are very specific. And let's talk about that, because most of the time, I would imagine you get the reactionary phone calls. I've been diagnosed. I've done everything else. So can you share with us a little bit about what you're experiencing or seeing in the world of reaction? Like, what do I do compared to what we all hope? And that's at a little bit of a prevention.
Right. Yeah. So the first thing, and I actually chatted with a few individuals about this recently, is that, go to your medical doctor for advice, but just take it as advice, guys, right? That's the key thing. You know, like if your doctor tells you to jump off a bridge, don't go jump off a bridge, right? Like that's the key thing. You know, he told you you've got this symptom, you've got that symptom, you've got that. Great, thank you so much. Now I'm gonna go sort it out. But don't own that diagnosis, right? Because the people that I've actually come across where they actually own the diabetes or they own the arthritis or they own the osteoporosis, it doesn't go away because they like that label for whatever reason, right? And it's like, or they just haven't come across individuals like myself where it's like, we're trying to open their minds a bit and to say, you know what? There actually is a way out of this. You don't have to stay that way. You know, you can go from being a diabetic to be completely healthy. You can go from having osteoporosis to being completely healthy, right? With osteoporosis, yeah, you know, you brought that up. And females who are in 50, 60 age range, it's common in them. And, you know, what happens is the osteoblasts and osteoclasts count in the cells start to go down, right? That starts to make your bones a little bit more brittle. And, you know, one family I helped out, the mom of the family was specifically for her osteoporosis. And she said, you know what? My legs don't only feel strong and feel like they're getting better, but my whole structure feels stronger, right? And that's the wonderful thing that, you know, the PMF doesn't just work on what it is that you need worked on. It works on everything. It's the full body effect that's key. And that's why people love it and keep using it, right? That's an important aspect of it, right?
Well, and I think that's what we've talked about in terms of, you know, our hope. And I think the hope of all people that are in the field is that people start to look at things, like you said, even just starting with an open mind, like even starting with an open mind is a form of preventative medicine. And even what you just said there about not owning it, like letting it be a diagnosis, but not bringing it in as it, I mean, and some people it's like, oh my gosh, it's a relief. There's something, but now there are many different ways and the world provides many different ways to be able to take a look at that. And we are starting to think very much in a preventative. We were talking pre-show how I used to share with people, okay, we need to be preventative about your health. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, because they just come from massage, you know, they just come from massage when they were hurting. And I said, do you take vitamins? And they're like, yeah. I go, did you take some this morning? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, are you sick? And they're like, no. I go, why did you take them? So I don't get sick. I go, same. And it was light bulb. They're like, because we have been taught to take vitamins as a preventative. But then I'm like, you've been doing preventative medicine. So why not get massage before you hurt? Why not do something about bone density before it naturally occurs in the body? Why not keep your cells strong? And it was like a light bulb moment because we actually, by nature, take preventative medicine every single day. It's just taking it out to, you know, really embody that. But I know we're going to be wrapping up soon. And I wanted to give an opportunity for you to share anything else that you wanted to share about this form of healing, yourself, your relationship to it, where people can reach out to you, all of that good stuff. And then I have a really important final question for you.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, the big thing with this technology is that why I came to it and to the company Swiss Bionic Solutions is they've been around for 30 years. That's huge. What business do you see that's been around for 30 years, right? And so that's one of the aspects of it. But the other thing is that it's a certified medical device and has the highest certified medical device certification worldwide. It's FDA approved. It's Health Canada certified. It has all of the ISO certificates out of Oslo, Norway. It's manufactured in Germany. It's engineered in Switzerland. So it's high quality tech that, guys, like, it's available for us to use in our home, not just for doctors. Think about how crazy that is, right? What else can you think of that doctors or people in healthcare use in their hospitals that you can use in your home? And, you know, and it's not easy to, you know, not difficult to work with. It's really user friendly, right? So that's an important thing. And so, you know, if you go to my website, which is www.pemfunlimited.com, there's client results there. You can see testimonials from clients I've actually helped and also professionals I've helped in setting up their business. On the website, there's also a resources page where you can see peer-reviewed studies of all health issues from A to Z, and their studies, guys. You can look them up. You can even go to another website that's great, is PubMed. You just type in PEMF, and then you type in the health issue after that, and it'll show you the research behind PMF for that particular health issue, right? So, you know, this isn't woo-woo stuff. This is here to stay, and you're going to hear more and more about it. So you might as well get on the train right now, because it's coming fast, right?
Well, I think that the more we can do for our body, like you said, when we have computers in our life and cell phones in our life, and, you know, someone just shared with me that this morning, actually, they just shared with me that they were having some challenges in their body. They're recovering, and they're, you know, the chiropractic and all these things are not working to the degree. And her doctor said, "I want you to stop drinking tap water." Now, I'm talking from Vancouver, Canada. And she was like, "What?" And it had something to do with the water changing after our health crisis. And I was like, "How interesting." So this is not a conversation that's not being had. And I think whatever we can do to keep our body in optimum, so that we can continue to do what it is that we want to do, in spite of what the world's demanding from us, in spite of what our family's demanding from us, in spite of what our companies are demanding from us, and all of that as well. So I thank you so much for being on. I love you and adore you. You know that. And but I do have one big question for you. So I don't know if you're ready for it. It's a big one. Okay. So you're on your way to a desert island. You're taking your PMF mat with you, of course. And in your suitcase, after your flip-flops and a couple of t-shirts, you only, and your mat, you only have room for one album. What album are you going to take? An album, a song, an artist that you're going to take with you that you could not ever imagine not listening to for the rest of your days?
Ooh, wow. I guess any type of music.
Any type of music. It can't be like a greatest hits, you know what I mean? Or your Spotify collection or whatever. Just one good album, one good song, one good artist. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I always like the Eagles music, you know? So, yeah. You know, like being on a desert island with listening to all of their songs are great, right? You know, it doesn't even matter, just one song, right? You know, I think that would be them, the Eagles.
All right. That's cool. I can gig that. I'm on my way to LA soon. So they're great, actually. Dale, thank you so much. We're going to put everything in the show notes for those of you that are listening and not watching. And I just want to do a big shout out. Thank you so much for being as active as an audience as you are. We run we love to run the analytics and see what countries are like going for it. And it is incredible. I think the power of sharing is just so prevalent in collaborating. I think podcasts are a big part of that. So thank you so much for sharing the words of people that come to the show. If you would like to be on the show and you want to be where Dale is, because you've got a mission, you've got a story to tell, you've got something to share, please just reach out to us. And we're happy to have that conversation with you being on the show. And until I see you again, which will be next week, we welcome you back. Until then, be well and stay groovy. Bye for now.